Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're here to sustain your faith in the world, if you will. Coming up, the happiest states in the United States here on the DJV program. We're in a pretty happy state of mind. It's Monday. Well, some people may or may not be, because Monday doesn't always bring what's rainy days, and Mondays always get me down. Jay, is it raining where you are down in Nashville?
It is. It's like a downpour.
Yeah, it's pretty much raining across the country today. We're the most wonderful fall days. Last week, all over the country, were just fabuloso. Today, it's rain here and there. And I was, this time yesterday morning, I was in sunny California, and the weather was comparable to what we had here on the East Coast, actually, pretty much the same. And now today, it looks like the same, the northwest part of the country. Remember, all summer long, we were talking about how horribly dry it was and how the food isn't going to really anything that comes out of Washington State and Oregon State, up in Northern California, no rain, so no food. But today, the area that we were talking about then may have as much as a foot of rain.
Oh, ask and you shall receive.
Yeah, exactly. We prayed for rain. So, and here where I am on the east coast of Massachusetts, it's raining very hard, and we're expecting an inch or two of rain. Don't really need it. It was nice and dry. Last week or 10 days has been pretty good. This next week looks like it'll be kind of rainy, especially the next couple of days. How is it where you are? Well, I guess you think about where the World Series is going to be played, and the fact that first game is tomorrow night. It is in Houston, I think. Isn't it?
Yeah,
I think.
It's at Houston.
All right, so what do we think of that? No Dodgers, no Red Sox. So what's the point in talking about? Well, a lot of people listening down in Texas are... No, I don't even know that the Texans are excited about Houston, because they're such chiseling cheaters. And that's something else that sort of is a side drop to this. People don't even whisper that. It's a fact. So you need to forgive them and move on? Is that kind of where we all should be? Is it the, okay, so that was a mistake last year. No, you don't think so.
No, I mean, maybe if you're from Houston or in Houston, or you are a Houston Astros fan, you're going to definitely look the other way or forgive and forget really quick. But no, for everybody else, they're still dirty liar cheaters. And I'm having a hard time because I don't like the Braves either, because they beat my Indians in 95 World Series, and Cleveland's just not over that. So, you know what? Baseball's over. Just be done, yeah.
It's very interesting. Atlanta and its fans, they don't seem to have the same sort of fervor in either of those cities, because, certainly Atlanta was a transplant team. It doesn't have the same sort of hooch as, let's say, New York for the Yankees, Boston for the Red Sox, or Cleveland for the Indians, or what are they called now? I don't even remember what they're called.
The Guardians starting.
The Guardians. Very exciting.
I do feel like the Braves have quite a big following. Since Nashville doesn't have a Major League Baseball team, they air the Braves games all the time here. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of Braves fans in the area.
Well, there are a lot of people who don't think Nashville's big enough for a team, but then how do you apply that logic to Kansas City? Because aren't Kansas City and Nashville about the same size cities? I don't know that.
But we have football, we have hockey, we have soccer. We're good.
Yeah. Okay, you're all set then. Yeah. This is the DJV program. Jennifer's off today. Victoria's having a problem technically. Jay Kirshner and I are here putting the pieces of the day together. The United States has called on North Korea to stop the missile tests. And so one wonders why would they listen to us? They don't listen to us on anything else. So we make these statements, this is it. You better stop or else what? What do we have to bargain with under the circumstances? It's just, and why under the circumstances as well, Kim Jong Fatty is just, what is he, about 38, 39? I'm trying to remember how old he is. He's certainly not mature in many ways, the way he lives his life, or what we know about how he lives his life. he's really not somebody. I don't. It becomes a news media. He's kind of a freak of the news media. Yes or no?
Yeah, pretty much. He's 37.
37. All right. See, that was pretty close. I don't know. It just seems that these things, this is nonsense. And I don't even know, now that I look at it or I'm thinking about it, why we would pay any attention. It's just another way for people to get upset. There are things to really be upset about, or things to really be concerned about, or things to really put your shoulder into to try to fix. Relationships with him is not one of those things. That's the, at least people say, well, he could have a missile that could fire onto Guam or maybe even get as far as Hawaii. Okay, so the Chinese, he's their lackey. They're going to tell him to stir the pot and distract from whatever their nonsense is, like let's go get Taiwan. And so then we pay attention to that and don't pay attention to what's going on with the Chinese. I was having yesterday morning at breakfast, I was having a conversation with somebody, actually a couple of people, with regard to China and its intentions. And this one fellow, who is a native Angolan, said, it's over, done, finished. The United States might as well pack it in because the Chinese are mopping up the world with their stuff and we don't have any influence anymore, really. It's the Chinese. Who's making all the deals? Where's all the money coming from? Where is all the product going to? You know, that sort of thing. And I didn't really, it wasn't an argument because I don't know that I think that much. I don't know. I guess I didn't, I had a lot to say, as I usually do in situations like that. But I guess my point with him was that there still is, there's deep-rooted financial ties and workings in our country, and there aren't in China. China does not have deep roots, got a lot of money, and they have a lot of productivity. But their productivity this year alone is off 14-15%. And it will continue to go that way because there are, what was the deal we were talking about on Friday or Saturday? When was it? Thursday? That microchip outfit's going to spend $150 billion to build a couple of plants here. Yeah, you know, that kind of stuff. I think you'll see more of that. As, even if we all don't think it's happening fast enough, and we all think, or I do, I think most people with any brains, I shouldn't. If you don't agree with me, that doesn't mean I have any brains. But there are circumstances in which we could really incentivize people building here and coming back to the country through tax incentives. There are all kinds of ways of doing it. And then there are those, this fellow was arguing, well, what difference does it make? We don't have anybody to do the jobs anyway. And that's a question that does come up frequently. Where are the workers? We've cut off the jobless aid, right? But are there more workers? It seems that, at least to people that I talk to, that it is easier, but they're still having to pay. And it was only $300 a week anyway in federal supplements for the unemployed. So how is it that America has become so lazy? Maybe that's it. During our the conversation that we have in a few minutes about trending things, Jay, I want to talk about an HBO special I watched on the plane last night coming back. Called Fake Famous. Have you seen that?
Huh? No, I haven't, but I've heard of it, yeah.
So, and it basically, it is a focus on the generation under you and how, the obvious tying to all of the various, all of the utensils that they have to communicate with each other, and then what everybody seems or not, everybody, a lot of people are trying to become famous just to become famous, sort of following in the footsteps of the Kardashians. I don't want to have the conversation now, but I'm just thinking about, I was watching this thing and thinking, what do these people do? What do they really do for a living? What are these?
They're influencers.
Yeah, but how does that make them any money? Influencers, yeah, that's what, that is what the, that was the core of this fellow's treatise on being fake and famous. But where's the money? How do they survive? How do they pay their bills?
With the real influencers are getting a lot of money through advertisers because they have so much of a following and so much reach per post that the advertisers pay them to post about their products because they know that it'll be seen.
Well, but is there, I mean, you and I could do that, right?
Like millions and millions. These are like the millions and millions of followers. That's who's getting the money. That's where the big money is for being an influencer.
Well, there is a lot of focus. The policy folks in Washington and elsewhere are trying to look and see what unemployment insurance does to the labor market. There are 5 million fewer jobs now than before the pandemic, yet job growth has slowed down the last couple of months. If you go state by state, the data in the 25 states that this report comes from, maintenance, and I'm not sure whether this is an argument on the part of those who want to continue to give away money to people as a disincentive for working, because that's really what it turned. It was a help when jobs went away. Now there are jobs on top of jobs on top of jobs, and it supposedly is cut off. But this seems to be an argument. Well, it doesn't make much difference whether people are getting government money or not. And that clearly isn't what we were talking about, especially last week when we looked at some of these numbers, I think, Jay, and came to the conclusion that as soon as the benefits dried up, the problem of hiring has not dissipated, but it certainly has not, it's gone down, because people are available to do the work. So I just think we certainly have, in my estimation, we've kicked ourselves in the tush, with all of this stuff. I mean, it was
a little bit,
it was good for a while, but, now let's get back to how we actually survive, and it isn't being an influencer, although a lot of young people think, yep, this is it, I'm going to become, and that's what that fake famous thing it does. I bet a lot of people listening to the program now have seen that HBO special, and especially the older you are, the more you're going to turn your nose up at it. But these kids just, the people that were profiled, America is so different. Maybe that's the point that came out of it for me. Just so different than it was when I was a kid growing up, and even in the generations that I was teaching school, any generation. Your generation seems closer to my generation in terms of values than the generation behind you. Do you think that's accurate? Does that feel accurate?
Yeah, I feel like my generation kind of, we know the best and the worst of both worlds. We remember what it was like to be a kid without the internet and social media, but we were also still young enough when it started becoming a thing.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, we'll talk a little more about that fake famous business in a matter of moments. 18 after, this is the Monday DJV program. Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner here.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Maureen saved big shopping epic daily deals at Amazon. So now she's free to become Maureen the Merrier. And with her brand new tableware, everyone's welcome at Maureen's table. All of her family, friends, even her neighbor with the pet. Hey, has anyone seen a ferret around here? Found it. Dig into Amazon's epic daily deals. Spend less, smile more.
Alitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
If you love them enough to turn off your music, and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now, 23 after the hour on the Monday DJV program. It's October the 25th. Doug Steffer with Jay Kirshner. Jay is going to go through some of the items that are trending. We want to talk a little more about that fake famous thing from HBO and also the whole philosophy behind it as it applies to social media. And then we'll pay attention to the one of the stars from Friends who's passed away. We'll get to that after this.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
All right, so before we pursue this business about fake famous again, Jay, let's talk about James Michael Tyler. Are you a Friends fan? I can't remember who you were.
Yeah, I love that show. That was such
hard not to be
show.
A Friends fan in one way or another, I think.
And what's so fascinating about his, James Michael Tyler's character, Gunther, is that he was just an extra. And during the pilot episode, they were like, hey, we need somebody to kind of be a barista behind the bar. And they asked the extras, does anybody have skills being a barista? Can you sell it? And he could. And so it was like, okay, well, you're going to be the barista for a couple episodes, and he ended up being in over 100 episodes.
Oh, cool. So that's good for the residual checks.
Yeah, he basically became like the seventh friend.
Yeah, right. Well, anyway, he revealed this past summer that he had prostate cancer. And the interesting thing, if you will, or the compelling thing for people to know about prostate cancer is that a lot of men have it, and it's not a death sentence. It can be very, I had lunch with a friend of mine yesterday who's had prostate cancer, and he had his prostate removed. And he hasn't had any, he's not had any, nothing's come back, no resurgence of it. But there are a lot of people. Another friend of mine who was 79 died earlier this year. He'd had prostate cancer off and on since he was in his early 60s. And it was in his family, and he had a miserable time with all the treatments for it. But then there were those people who were in their 80s, a man that I know who have had a little bit of prostate cancer. It doesn't bother them. It hasn't gotten to them. So this is, you know, it's very, very difficult to track this sort of thing.
Well, in James sure. Michael Tyler's case, he was diagnosed at stage 4 with prostate cancer. Ooh. In 2018. Yeah, he revealed his diagnosis just this past June, but he had been battling it from stage 4 since September 2018.
You know, the message,
59.
Yeah, the message for men from that is that everybody should be having a physical every year, regardless of the state of your insurance. And you men should all get the PSA test. There have been arguments about this back and forth for many years, but in my circumstance, I think there's a comfort. When I see that number after the blood test, I see where I fit into the overall scale of things. And fortunately, knock on wood, I'm at the lower end of the scale. But if you have changes, another fellow I know who had radical changes in the numbers, it went from like a 2 to a 7 in 1 year. That's dangerous, very dangerous. So you need to get that checked out and have somebody explain to you what the numbers mean and how that may affect it further. You know, there's nothing worse than a rectal exam. It's not very gentle, but it's not a pleasant thing to have. But you know at the end of it what kind of shape your prostate is in. So we go from, all right, maybe... That's like Jennifer teases me about dirt talk, so we won't have too much prostate talk yet.
No, it's good. It's good to have.
Just information. Yeah, 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Mitsubishi Motor Corporation has revealed the design of the all-new plug-in hybrid Outlander crossover SUV, confirming it will share the same body and distinctive styling as the new gasoline-powered Outlander launched earlier this year. Sales are scheduled to begin in Japan in mid-December and in the U.S. in the second half of 2022. The world premiere of the all-new Outlander PHEV will take place on October 28th. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine Pancreatic Insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Sudan's civilian prime minister, Abdallah Hamdok, was put under house arrest, and several other ministers were also detained Monday in what appears to be a military coup in the northeastern African country. The arrests come a day after the Biden administration met with the head of the military faction of the Sudanese government and warned him against staging a coup. A La Nina weather pattern in the Pacific is bringing rain and several feet of snow to California. The National Weather Service in Sacramento issued numerous warnings on Sunday concerning the rainfall, flooding, and debris flows. James Michael Taylor, the actor best known for playing the reoccurring character Gunther on Friends, has died at the age of 59 from prostate cancer. He passed at his home in Los Angeles, California, with family. Tyler was first cast on the show as a background actor, but went on to become the reoccurring character with the most appearances. USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
As local authorities say the border wall would make the United States safer against threats from Mexico, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton told Newsmax on Friday he's discouraged the Biden administration continues to block the border wall.
So he has a duty under the Constitution to execute the laws, including an appropriation directly made by guys like Pat Fallon for the border wall over the last 2 years. That money is not being used in the correct way. We're still paying contractors, but they're being ordered not to fix the wall. And I just met with Border Patrol today, just in El Paso. They need a few things fixed, and they'll be safer, will be safer, and yet the Biden administration refuses to follow what Congress directed him to do.
Mr. Paxton says he's very hopeful the United States Supreme Court will recognize his state's authority to protect life and get people the opportunity to have their grievances addressed in any court they want. Supreme Court justices on Friday refused to block the heartbeat law in Texas, but said it will decide whether the federal government has the right to sue over the directive.
Look, I'm hopeful that they'll allow our state to control this. The Supreme Court has tried since 1972 to legislate whether babies can live or die. It's been a disaster. The law continues to change. Nobody ever knows what it really is going to be, because every time we get a new justice, we have a new law. That's not the way this is supposed to work. They need to let Texas govern Texas. If Massachusetts wants a different law, they should be able to have their laws.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
DJV program. Here we are with Doug and Victoria and Jay for Monday the 25th. What's that song?
I don't know. Just the standards in the rotation.
Really? I didn't think we had vocals in our drop-ins. I want to listen to the song, and instead of listening to the important words that all of us have, we're going to be listening to the song. Anyway, hi. Welcome to our program for Monday. It's rainy here in the east, rainy in the west, rainy in the middle of the country. This storm that we were talking about, Victoria, before you came on, well, you may have been listening to us as we were talking about this storm. How is it affecting New Jersey? I was talking about how it did in New England, or it's doing in New England, and down where Jay is in Nashville and on the west coast. This is really heavy stuff, severe weather, and the usual cries of global warming, but let's talk about the specifics of the circumstances. Apparently there's a big storm in the middle of the country with moisture from the Gulf of Mexico, but the influence on the West Coast is not that. It's just a big storm in the northern Pacific, and then what's happening here on the East Coast has been a storm kind of coming across from the middle Atlantic. So it's all I don't know, we'd call it the perfect storm, but there were some isolated tornadoes that have been associated with this, and it will continue through Wednesday across most of the country. And then it plops back in here again. The West Coast storm will come to the east by the end of the week. So we have kind of a lousy late October. What's it going to do for Halloween? Though, what's the forecast around the country for Halloween, which is next Sunday? Anybody seen it?
We still trigger-treated. It didn't matter what the weather was.
What, when you were a kid?
Suck it up and go get their candy.
Suck it up. All right. So what's
it? Yeah, kids will get candy no matter what. Nothing's happening. It's not I wouldn't call it a perfect storm. It's kind of an okay storm right now. It hasn't really happened. So this afternoon we're going to get hit in New Jersey, and then tomorrow is going to be pretty bad. Wednesday is mostly a gale warning, and then that's kind of it. And then the rain kind of circles back, like you said. We might get a little bit more on Friday and Saturday. But Sunday, it's going to be sunny in 64 in New Jersey, so kids should be fine for trick-or-treating.
Yeah, that's here for tricks and treats. So the Red Sox are out. The Dodgers are out. Houston and Atlanta are playing tomorrow night in the first of the World Series. I noticed that in terms of what's going on with football, one of the most interesting things I saw was this guy who bet and got $40,000 on a single Broncos touchdown. I guess I would ask, is that unusual? Excuse me, when it comes to betting like that, you bet down the nuances, and because betting has become so big, especially in football, you can bet everywhere now. Is that $40,000 a big payout? I don't know what.
Well, it must have been a pretty large bet, right?
Yeah, I'm looking at the background here and how it is that got as much, because I wouldn't have thought that was that much dough. It was a Melvin Gordon touchdown, and he bet $20,000 to score the touchdown, and so it was 200-1 the odds. So wouldn't that be
doubled his money?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So he bet 20,000 and got 40. Yeah, I mean, that's not that uncommon. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that people are doing with sports betting. That's why New Jersey was the first state to reach $1 billion in 1 week, or even maybe it was even one day. It was crazy. So sports bets that's what people are doing.
So, but
it's like
why
the new investment?
Yeah, but why so much? I guess why now? Because you could always bet.
Because it's legal. Well, no, now you can do it on an app and it's legal.
Yeah, you don't have some shady guys
showing up in your backyard or going to Vegas, yeah.
Yeah, the shady guy.
Or to Atlantic City, the shady guy. So one of the things we were talking about this weekend in California with my family were the shots. Miles is 6. He's in school. And it appears the vaccine is going to be something that is available for him, only I think it's 1/3 the dosage that adults get. But youngsters are going to be able to get the virus, the shots to avoid getting the virus. Or maybe the discussion we had wasn't so much the kids are getting it, it's to keep others from getting it. There are going to be some, mandates, things are going to change a little bit, I think, as we go through the next week or so, in terms of getting the shots. So I guess I would ask this of parents. If you have a youngster who's 5 or 6, is your attitude toward getting a vaccination for them going to be the same as your attitude toward getting one for yourself? Is that how this is? You think that's how this will shake out? You're always good for this, Victoria, because you're always talking to your friends.
Friends have little ones. I have 3 friends who have 5 and 6-year-olds, and they're all vaccinated, and the kids are all going to get the vaccine. So, I mean, there are just so many more things that I just read over the weekend that came out, about infertility. And if you get COVID, it's not about the vaccine, but if you get COVID, that's, the rumors were, the vaccine makes you infertile. No, the virus does. And there are so many more things that are showing up for both women and men that are pretty alarming if you're concerned about your fertility. So getting the vaccine can actually help prevent those issues. And Lewis and I got our boosters this weekend. My parents got their boosters this weekend, too. So
did you get any after impact? Were you sick afterwards like you had been after the second one?
The second shot, the second shot, I was like in bed for 2 days. Now I was really laid out and felt like the flu. I don't feel great right now. I feel like I have the flu, like everything aches, but it's way better than getting COVID. So I'm
so
still,
I wonder why
I'm still
I
fine.
Didn't. Jay, you haven't had your third shot yet, have you?
No, I haven't had my booster yet.
No, I've had it and it didn't affect, didn't make me feel I have a sore arm. That was it.
Lewis had no response either. I just women are having more response to it than men in most cases.
Why?
So
is that the case?
I don't know. I don't know. That's I don't know. But that's been something from the beginning that it's been anecdotally noted.
Yeah, I just think it's interesting. One of the being in California the first time since last May, and the conversation was my son's birthday. So over at his wife's mother's house when we were having a little of it was just a nice casual. Nice, just a sweet little time. We started talking about California and how horrible the leadership is there and how they were the worst state in the country as far as the number of people getting sick and that sort of thing. And now they've changed. I don't know who they are. It's changed. Maybe that's a better pronoun. It's changed in California because, well, I put a question mark out. Is it because of the mask? Every place I went in California, in Los Angeles over the weekend, I wore a mask. And because you go in, I'm trying to remember where did I go. I got the car washed. So I went to the car wash yesterday morning and I didn't have a mask on. And the lady said to me, please don't come in here without a mask on. Oops, I put the mask on because I had one in my pocket. But every place you went, whether it was to eat, among us, the family, we didn't wear a mask when we were together. We're all careful about Sophie because she's going to have a baby in about 3 weeks. But there wasn't the mass hysteria that I thought. It was just sort of people doing it and wear the mask on the plane. It was okay. It was no big deal. But I'm kind of tired of listening to the intro on the plane though from the pilot about and the flight attendants about how my guidelines and all that stuff. I just am tired of listening to that. Just if you've got
most people aren't flying like with the regularity that you are, so that's a new message.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that message. I haven't flown. No. So if it was my first time, I'd want to hear what the information is. I mean, how many times for years have you heard the safety buckle thing? I mean, you can get over it.
it's not life and death.
You'll live.
I'll manage to be okay. But at any rate, the political side of it is that the people in California want to give all the credit to Gavin Newsom, which is nonsense, any more than giving credit for policies. I just think the distraction here has become political. And that's what we were talking about when we were having our conversation at Brendan's mom's house. It just isn't, it's not just politics. It's people just realizing what works for them. In California, the infection rate of 61 cases per 100,000, that's for this past week or so, is lower than most other states. They think that the number will be down to in the 40s this week. And they're around, it's been back and forth and up and down. Hawaii and Florida, Louisiana, Connecticut, New Jersey, Mississippi, Maryland, Georgia, and Washington have substantially lowered. I was looking because I'm going to go to Hawaii, I think, at Thanksgiving for a couple of days, and I was looking at how I went over to American has a desk in Los Angeles in the terminal just for people going to Hawaii. They have four or five flights to various places in Hawaii that leave within an hour or so of each other, and so they have at one of the gates wherever you're going, and the fellow just went over to see what's necessary, and there's a whole video that they show of what is necessary to do what is required. And it's the same sort of thing as you have to do when you go to many places in the rest of the world, especially in Europe and the Middle East. So it's one of those, it's just, and they're very good about helping you through what do you have to do, but you do have to do something. And in this case, he said to me, you got a card that shows you have all three vaccinations, you should be fine. So people are just learning to live with it. I don't know whether that's good or bad. You know, we've sort of given over to it, and I just think there's a reminder
there. Well, we live with the flu. We live with the common cold. That's what this is eventually going to just mutate itself down to.
Right.
We don't know. The plague could now be the common cold, you know? I mean, it's just, this stuff doesn't go away.
Well, nobody knows what causes that either. The cold.
Yeah, you just have to. You do have to learn to live with it.
Yeah. 45 past the hour. Here's the. This is a pharmaceutical website I'm looking at called NiceRx. Have you seen this, using data from the government to measure happiness factors around the country? Factors include life expectancy, overall safety, health, and economic matters. And so the 10 happiest states in the country, do you want to know what the 10, well, which shall we do first, the 10 happiest or the 10 unhappiest?
Take your pick.
Let's do the unhappiest ones first, and then we'll end it up on a positive note. So these states, there's a lot of poverty in these states. Number 10, we had the big voice announcer. Number 10 in the most unhappy states, according to this survey, South Carolina. New Mexico is 9. Kentucky is 8. Tennessee is 7, Jay. Oklahoma is 6. West Virginia, 5. Alabama, 4. Arkansas, 3. Louisiana, 2. And Mississippi, number 1. And again, what they take into effect or into account is how long you live in these states, what the the crime rates are, and whether people have good jobs. So apparently South Carolina, at number 10, I thought it would be better than that because everybody, a lot of people moving down there. I'm not surprised that Mississippi is number 1 on that list, because just the South. And isn't that's a terrible, is that
terrible? Mississippi has
Alabama,
very
Arkansas, Louisiana, these are southern states. Go ahead.
Well, Mississippi has the number 1 obesity, right? And so that's tied to unhealthiest. And so they have a very high poverty rate. They also based this study on what the mean household income was, and Mississippi was the lowest. The entire household on average was only $62,000. So those are all the factors that, that go into this. But I don't know who runs Mississippi, but every year when we look at these lists, Mississippi is not in a good place.
No. All right. So here are the top 10 happiest states in the country, according to this survey. Again, life expectancy, health, safety, that sort of thing. Washington State is number 10 on the list. New York is number 9. New Hampshire, 8. This is the happiest list now. The top 10, according to this survey, top 10 states in terms of happiness or good living or whatever. Maryland is 7. California is 6. Let's see here. Minnesota is 5. That's interesting, isn't it? Huh? Massachusetts is 4. New Jersey is 3. You beat me!
Yeah.
Victoria. Connecticut's 2. And Hawaii is the happiest state in the country, according to this survey. I don't know.
I believe that.
There. Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, you live in paradise. What's there to be unhappy about?
Right. That's why I got to go check it out in a few weeks. Young people have endured unprecedented challenges, and that's one of the factors in happiness, I suppose, as much as anything else. The last year and a half has taken a serious toll on mental health of youngsters. Here's Andy Solomon with something to think about.
Emergency department visits for children and teens is on the rise. This is prompting pediatricians and child psychiatrists to join forces and declare a national state of emergency. Dr. Gabrielle Carlson, president of the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry.
Young people are experiencing increasing rates of depression, anxiety, trauma, loneliness, and suicidality. We are seeing this crisis play out in our own patients every day, but there's only so much we can do on an individual level.
The good news is that professionals believe this is a solvable crisis, but is going to take bold, immediate action to support young people. Dr. Warren Ng, president-elect for the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry.
We need policymakers to...
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Okay, my shipments have to get to customers on time and looking good.
It's possible with Staples Connect. Staples Connect has small business shipping covered with premium shipping supplies and UPS shipping services. And now, buy two, get one free on select shipping supplies like bubble roll and premium shipping boxes. Plus, get 20% off UPS Express shipping services. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 10/30. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
News from Simply Safe Home Security.
Okay. Actually, I think the horns are too much. Yeah, that's better.
Big news. The new wireless outdoor security camera is here. Yes, Simply Safe's award-winning home security just got even better, taking whole home protection to a whole new level. Okay, I'm missing the horns. Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera with 30% off a new system this week. Visit simplysafe.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's Tech Talk time now, 43. Whoops, no, let's make it 53 after the hour. Whoops! On this Monday, last Monday of October is upon us, and Victoria is here with Tech Talk, starting with a Twitter viewpoint, the algorithm that they have, and how this is set up. How do we know what Twitter's algorithms are all about? Do they explain it, or is somebody just figured it out, Victoria?
Well, Twitter, this is a new study. This was an internal study that Twitter did because they wanted to see how their algorithm was amplifying certain political content, meaning how certain posts on Twitter were getting more traction than others. And so based on this internal review, which was then, you know, sort of like the medical equivalent of peer reviewed, other tech sites, you know, and security firms were reviewing the data as well. And so it showed that Twitter's algorithm actually promotes right-leaning content a lot more than they do on the left. And this is the opposite of what people are always crying on Twitter, like Trump and everybody else. Oh, you know, if you're a conservative, then, you know, your tweets get taken down. Apparently, that's not true at all, and they are not sure why, but they did find that, and after this is looking at millions of tweets posted between April 1st and April 5th and August 15th of 2020, and the tweets were from news outlets and elected officials in Canada, France, Germany, Japan, Spain, the UK, and the US. And so this was a, like I said, millions of tweets were looked at. In all the countries that they studied, except Germany, which we'll get to why they're different, Twitter found that right-leaning accounts receive more algorithmic amplification than the political left. It also discovered that right-leaning content from news outlets benefit from the same amplification. So Twitter says it doesn't know why the data suggests that algorithms favor right-leaning content, but they note that it's a significantly more difficult question to answer as it's a product of the interactions between people and the platform. So what they think is, right-leaning posts on Twitter successfully spark more outrage, which then results in more amplification. So if you're boring and you're on the left, you're not going to get the same attention as if you're saying, if you're on the right and you're saying things like, you know, the election was stolen and things like that. That's going to get more attention. So Twitter's algorithm issue is tied to promoting toxic tweeting more than a specific political bias, and that's what they're trying to work out. Now, back to Germany. Twitter's research said that Germany was the only country that didn't experience the right-leaning algorithm bias. And they think it's because Germany has an agreement with Facebook, Twitter, and Google to remove hate speech within 24 hours of it being posted. So some people, like in other countries in the U.S., you can set your country, your home country, to Germany on Twitter, and that actually prevents Nazi imagery and other, you know, right-wing, like, conspiracy theories and QAnon and all that stuff. None of that will appear if you set your home country to Germany. And so it's interesting how a lot of these countries have either have deals with these social media platforms or they don't. The U.S. does not. And so it's an interesting study that a lot of people were pretty surprised by.
You think that people feel that it interferes with freedom of speech if there are these, as you're anecdotally suggesting, the idea that there's government control, in essence, of what people hear or what they see in these countries?
Well, I think it's interesting. I mean, Germany certainly, you know, as we know, they have a vested interest in wanting anti-Nazi stuff and regulations. But, I think the whole thing really surprised everybody. It certainly, throughout the tech world over the weekend, there were a lot of people who were very surprised by this because the loudest voices that we've been hearing about Twitter are Trump and a lot of right-wing, users, and they've been saying that, you know, Twitter isn't a place for freedom, but turns out one tweet from somebody who's on the far right is going to go a lot farther than a tweet on the left.
That's interesting.
So,
all right, there's a new Facebook whistleblower right after this.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
All right, who's this whistleblower, Victoria?
Well, there's a second whistleblower now who has come forward with a new set of allegations about how Facebook does business, and it's not flattering. This is part of a much larger conversation. This week is the week where all of the news outlets have been holding back their Facebook reports, and it's going to be a barrage. Facebook internal memos have told employees to just buckle down. This is going to be a bad week for Facebook.
Uh-huh. Well, couldn't happen to a nicer bunch, or at least to Zuckerberg anyway.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.